This is Northwest News from KNKX. Two recently designated national monuments in Washington state are among those vulnerable under an executive order from President Trump. Locals in the San Juan Islands say they would be shocked to see the federal protection undone. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has that story.
U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell has been leading the charge among Democrats in the other Washington fighting against the latest executive order. In a letter to the president, they expressed their deep concerns. And speaking as the ranking member on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, Cantwell also condemned it in a floor speech as illegal.
Reviewing any designation in the last 20 years, threatening the question of the San Juan Island or the Hanford Reach National Monument and the creation of other sites around the United States.
Jamie Stevens is a San Juan County Council member and one of the many people in his community who've worked hard for the better part of a decade to get the monument designation in place.
It seems rather punitive to de-designate something that's less than 1,000 acres.
The federal designation protects a unique and diverse patchwork of public lands in the San Juans that includes pristine cliffsides, historic lighthouses, and tribal fishing areas. Stephen says it also maximizes federal, state, and local dollars by capitalizing on community involvement.
I mean, our volunteers that work and help out on the monument are 80% of the total volunteer hours in all of the Spokane District, which is Washington State.
That's why many people there are more hopeful than not that Senator Cantwell's efforts to fight off the executive order will pay off in the San Juan Islands. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.